WRCL Sports is sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and PCB Wealth Management, committed to helping you pursue your goals, whatever they may be. And the Milwaukee Brewers have begun a four-game series today against their division rivals, the Chicago Cubs. And currently, the Brewers and the Cubs, they were scoreless. They had a pitcher duel going up until the top of the eighth, and now it's in the end of the eighth inning going into the top of the ninth, and the Brewers now have a 5-0 lead. And you can hear the rest of the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450. Craig Counsell's first game at American Family Field since the Chicago Cubs hired him away from Milwaukee included a warm scoreboard message and a couple hearty rounds of booze. A brief pregame video showcased some highlights from Counsell's tenure as Milwaukee's manager before displaying him wearing a Brewers cap alongside the message, "Thank you, number 30. Brewers fans booed throughout the video and then booed again when he was introduced as the Cubs manager. The University of Wisconsin-Whitewater has earned a return trip to the NCAA Division III World Series starting Friday. The last time the Warhawks made it this far was back in 2016. A pair of victories over UW Lacrosse kept them alive. Head coach John Vodenlich has led the team to two national titles in 2005 and 2014. UW-Whitewater has a record of 40-9 entering the tournament. The Packers roster is one of the most athletic in the NFL. Using the relative athletic score, Green Bay ranks 7th. The front office is known for searching out top athletes on draft day. The report on PackerWire.com points to general manager Brian Gutekunst and the team scouts thinking that bigger, more athletic players have a higher ceiling as they develop in pro football. The Badgers football schedule is projected as the fourth toughest in the Big Ten Conference for the upcoming season. The addition of four teams from the Pac-12, USC, UCLA, Oregon, and Washington changes the conference landscape. The same projection for the from BadgersWire.com could rank Wisconsin's schedule strength in the top 40 in the country. And Bill Walton, who starred for John Wooden's UCLA Bruins before becoming a Hall of Fame center for his NBA career and one of the biggest stars of basketball broadcasting, has died. The league announced that Walton died today after a prolonged fight with cancer. He was 71. Walton was the NBA's MVP in the 1977-78 season, a two-time champion, and a member of both the NBA's 50th anniversary and 75th anniversary teams. That followed a college career in which he was a two-time champion at UCLA and a three-time National Player of the Year. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and PCB Wealth Management, committed to helping you pursue your goals, whatever they may be. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.